One of the big questions is, how prepared are we? Is King County prepared for the full onslaught of COVID-19? And one of the best people that we believe to ask is Eric Holdeman, who is a national expert on disaster preparedness. He was former director of King County's Office of Emergency Management. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Jean Ursula. And I want to tell you, my 19-year-old grandson's been locked in his bedroom by his parents, and they slipped food under the door. So.
Are you serious? Okay.
Well,
I haven't gone to that extent. Although he's probably playing video games.
Trust me, when he gets home, he's gonna want to see his friends, and they've said, oh, we're all at home, even you.
So. Yeah. Well, good for them.
So, back to the question at hand that you asked. You know, King County, there's an advantage to being first in line. You know, the unfortunate deaths and illness that were up in Kirkland. But that got time available. And that's one of the things I'd say overall nationally has been too little too late. But King County has an excellent Sale King County Public Health. Dr. Jeff Duchin, I've known for over 20 years, and he's the one who schooled me in pandemic flu and how bad it could be. So they've had a head start and really are doing great work to get ahead. I think the big thing is the supply chain and the logistics of having enough, we've heard that term, personal protective equipment.
Right. And so you talked, Eric, you talked about getting a letter from FEMA over the weekend. You said what you read on there was a first. How was that?
Well, the FEMA National Administrator Gaynor sent out a letter, which is the first time in my 31 years of emergency management experience getting something like that. And he wrote it to every emergency manager in the nation. And basically, he was saying, get ready. Not everybody is impacted yet, but if you aren't having any problems at all, these are types of things you need to do and things you need to do to help us. Some of those, one of the big things, you know, they don't know where to prioritize to send supplies to if they don't know an accurate assessment of, like for hospitals, number of beds available, number of acute beds, and ICU, what the capacity is, ventilators. If they don't have good information, they can't prioritize where to send the limited resources that there are. He also said to plan for alternative care sites, like we see going into CenturyLink Field now being built out by the Corps of Engineers so that you have more bed capacity. So don't wait. You need to get going early. Plan for the surge.
That is the voice of Eric Holdeman. And Eric, you are, I'm going to repeat, you're a national expert on disaster preparedness. So right now it's been said that the peak of the coronavirus cases are still weeks away. They're saying actually within 2 weeks away here in the state of Washington. They were talking about April 16th or something like that. Let me ask you this. Are we as a state prepared?
Well, we always say that we're ready for a disaster, but no one's ready for a catastrophe. And from a disease perspective, this is a catastrophe type of thing. And nationally, we certainly could have done better with having more ventilators, more personal protective equipment in the national stockpile for that piece. But I can tell you, everyone is working as hard as possible, and there is, again, this huge advantage. The City of Seattle Emergency Operations Center started tracking this very early on when those first cases were detected, and the health department and them were, you know, connected by the hip all along. The King County and this Western Washington also has the regional healthcare response network that coordinates hospitals, and you don't find that in other places in the United States, and they have a great leader there, Nora Lean, who's the director. So we've had some significant advantages. And, you know, this case count that we're going to see, it's a little bit later than what I anticipated. You know, the University of Washington had projected last week that tomorrow all hospital beds in this immediate area would be occupied. So we'll see if that comes to fruition.
But you said just to clarify, though, Eric, just to make sure that everybody understands, when you say the case number, are you talking about the total number of COVID cases in Washington you feel is lower? Is that what you're talking about? What are you talking about?
No. I don't know what I would have said to give you that impression, but no. There's an indication that maybe all the sheltering in place and doing it early helped bend the curve here, and it might not be as bad. And maybe we can avoid what New York is going to experience in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, which is going to be look like Italy, it'll look like Spain, with scores of people dying every day.
Okay, I do want to talk about the ventilator situation. Just today, President Trump told Fox News that New York does not need the 30,000 ventilators that Governor Cuomo is asking for. Listen here.
New York should be fine based on the numbers that we see. They should have more than enough. I mean, I'm hearing stories that they're not used or they're not used right. But when we find anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 that have been sent and aren't used, we've done a job. We should be a backup, and we've become not a backup, the opposite.
Why is there such a disconnect from what is coming in and what is being sent to what the hospitals are saying they are or are not getting?
Well, I can go back to the letter I mentioned from the FEMA administrator, Peter Gaynor. And his big push was, okay, we're shipping supplies to states. States then need to immediately break that down and send it out to local jurisdictions. Then when it gets to the city and county, they have to break it down and get it to the hospitals. So that was a big thing that he stressed to me in an individual email, that the equipment is being shipped, it's arriving, but there has to be a sense of urgency in getting it out to the cities, counties, and then ultimately to nursing homes, to fire departments, the actual hospitals, acute care facilities. So it's a logistics thing. There's a quote from General Honore, who was the active Army general in charge at Katrina. He said, logistics, if it was easy, would be called taxes. And we're in a logistics fight right now. That's where we are. And unfortunately, there's not enough supplies in the supply chain that's going to be able to meet all the needs.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us, man. And hey, you're an expert and one that Chef likes to call on. And I hope that we can call on you again to continue to get your expertise on this tragic situation.
Absolutely. And Ursa, lock him up when he gets home.
Thanks, Will Eric. Do. Have a good one, brother. What was your takeaway from listening to Eric right there?
Hearing that even if you had the best possible federal response, I mean, there are so many different layers. And just thinking of the logistics on this scale that we have never seen before. Mm-hmm. The different levels, I think there's just going to be a tremendous amount of learning that happens, unfortunately, with what we're dealing right now. We're dealing with it and figuring it out on the fly when hours and minutes count. And, that is scary.
Right.
That is scary when some places in New York are saying we're going to be out of equipment by the end of this week.
You can check out all of Eric's work on his website, disaster-zone.com. That's disaster-zone.com. And please go ahead and check that out if you want to get some of Eric's information on his work.